Good morning and praise the Lord. Let's kindly open our Bible and read 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flocks, And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye also of yours be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself before under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeing whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and domination forever and ever. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent, renounce our stubbornness, greediness, love of money, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on media and news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit ourselves into your hand to live, to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you,
yes,
that as we obey you, then you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We yes. pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income. Sustain their families. Lord, we pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and go well with them, for this is your command to them. Lord, bless the single parents and provide their needs so they will raise their children in a godly way. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and yes. prayers and to reach other families around them. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be safe. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs, a source of living, sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, for we are serving you and promoting you in our lives through our faith, accompanied with deeds. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters, for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance, that they are continued to live in obedience in you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back home in our countries, yes. relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodations, and for yourself to pray. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and mind to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church and the church members on those places, from food, clean water, clothes, accommodation, health services, and other basic needs. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming, ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you've called your church to do and serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, the joy, the peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving and showing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for a further extension of the church.
Yes.
Let us pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bondages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Cleanse us, sanctify us, O Lord God. Forgive us of our sins so that we will be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord God, that you have promised for us that as we come together, as we come to you, O Lord God, calling upon your name, you are always there to answer us and be with us. Thank you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord, as a family, we come together to worship you and honor you, thanking you for every blessing, especially for the protection, O Lord God, for the day, O Lord God, that is passing in our life. Day to day, O Lord God, we cannot run to anyone but unto you, O Lord God. Day after day, O Lord God, we cannot boast of anything but unto your holy name alone. Hallelujah. Let's boast in the name of the Lord.
Some boast in chariots, some boast in horses, and we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. Some boast in chariots, some boast in horses, and we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, no other name but Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus, no other name but Jesus. Yes, some boast in chariots, some boast in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. We lift the name of Jesus, no other name but Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus, no other name but Jesus.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ alone. Thank you, Lord, that in your name, as you said, Lord, whatever you will ask in my name, that I will do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord, prepare us to be your sanctuary of your Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, not only in this place, but in every day of our life, not only in this life, O Lord, but in the next life to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prepare us to be your sanctuary.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
glory of yours. Thank you, Lord God, that as a church, as we come together, praying and asking thee for thy Holy Spirit to dwell in us, to remain in us. You are there, O Lord God. O Lord, help us, O Lord, this very day and in the days to come, O Lord God, to care also for others as how you have kept prepared for us, O Lord God, for your coming. Help us, O Lord God, to care for them. Help us, O Lord, to prepare them, O Lord God, for your coming, O Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As a church, O Lord, we come to you asking for your grace and your mercy, O Lord.
Need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to open heaven's door. Spirit, touch your church.
Thank you, Lord God, for the year that had passed, O Lord, that you've been with us, O Lord God, watching over us. We ask thee, O Lord, that this coming year, once more, O Lord God, you will continue to bless each one of us, each of our families, O Lord. Above all, O Lord, we continue to pray, O Lord, that you will continue to prepare us as a sanctuary, not only a sanctuary for our very selves and our families, O Lord, but to extend also your love and your grace to others, to show how we care for them as you have cared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes offering and first fruit to God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for all the blessing you've given to us to sustain us while we live here in earth. Lord, as we give what is due for you, may you please in our lives to offer you and trust in you and provide all our needs according to your promises. May this money, Lord, will extend your love and compassion to your people to help and support your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Watchmen, Part 1. Can they open our Bible in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17 in King James Version. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Heavenly Father, let us pray. We praise and adore you. We thank you for your word to tell us more of your ways and command us to be watchful and commit more our life to serve you and continue to the works of yours until you come. Lord, bless your word today. Anoint my lips to read and speak to your church, to be convicted by your Holy Spirit, that the message we hear will bring fruit and meet the needs of your people. Indeed, your word is always on time for us to be delivered, enjoy the beauty of your holiness. Lord, touch your church and delivered and put revival so that your name will glorify. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Watchman is a watchful soldier who stands in his assigned place and keep watch. Watchman, as a definition, as we can define as the followings. Number one is a fortified defender, someone whose job is to watch a place carefully or protects someone from attack. It's a cover for protection, acting as custodian, caretaker, to protect someone or something from harm by something dangerous or unpleasant. He is accountable person and sentinel shield. Number two, watchman is a guard or safeguard to prevent something from being stolen or to prevent someone from escaping. Number three, watchman is a person trying his or her best to prevent opponent from scoring. The watchman is not an ordinary person. Letter A, the watchman has eyes to see, and he sees things that others cannot see. He sees deeper, and he sees more details, and he sees and recognizes certain details that others cannot pick up or aware of. The watchman has mind who analyze, configure, and link facts together and coming out with a decision and proper action to fulfill his or her duties as a watchman. Letter C, he or she is responsible person who committed to the noble and critical task that assigned for him or her to do. And D, he or she is highly alert, quickly warned, rapid, tactful, and wise in taking action with less effort and high yield. In Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 to 7, Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6-7. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Jerusalem for us today is the church. And as in the past, the Lord had posted guards or watchmen around the city of Jerusalem to protect it. The Lord had called every Christian today to be faithful and trustworthy person to watch and care for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As Christ died for your sins on the cross to give you eternal life, then he wants you to be faithful and obedient to him to watch and care for his church. As the church is expanding and reaching new areas with the gospel, God calling us, each and every members of the church, to be more mature, committed, and responsible. Therefore, there is a need for watchmen around the city of God, the church, to be responsible, to watch over and give warning, to report, to protect the church members and workers from the enemy, and save people from harm. The posted watchmen needed for the following. Number one, watch your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The watchman should keep reading the Bible to build his life through the Word of God and to correct himself or herself when it is needed. In James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, but ye be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way in straightway, forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being nothing a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The watchman look intently into the word of God and applies what he read. The watchman read the word of God and to see his life, and if he is under temptation, so he will pray to be delivered from the evil one. In Mark chapter 14, verse 38, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Number two, watch and pray. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. The watchman, his ears and eyes are sensitive to what he hears or sees, and respond in prayer to each and every situation that needs God's intervention. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 46, kindly will read us. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 46, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that betray me. Hours before the arrest of Jesus with the hands of the betrayals, he took his disciples and went with them for prayers. Repeatedly, he was telling them that he's going to be betrayed, arrested, and to be crucified. But most of the disciples, in spite of all they did, not reach the stage of maturity to take the warning of Jesus seriously. He took few of them and asked them to watch with him for prayers. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 37 to 38, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went and prayed and made his commitment to the Lord. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Then he went back and saw them sleeping and rebuked Simon Peter, saying to them, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? It was in Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. The Lord wanted from them to be awake and aware of what was going on, but they were not at all discerning of the great things that was going on around them and how the betrayal are moving to attack them. Certain times we think that giving to God 1 or 2 hours of our time to the Lord, that we are doing favor for God. The same of what the disciples were behaving at the time that Jesus was about to be betrayed. They were concerned that they will sleep and get their comfort without seeing the coming threat and danger. Therefore, Jesus warned them in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He told them that they were willing in their spirit, but their flesh was weak, because they were not willing to keep their commitment and suffer with the Lord. Their flesh was weak, and they were not willing to do something about it. When he told them, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. What he meant here is that if they will not be willing to change their ways, then temptations, troubles, and falling into sin will come upon them. This is the message for those who are not willing to come out from their comfort zone and accept to suffer for Christ. As we know how the disciples behaved shamefully at the hour that Jesus arrested. Some, they left the Lord, they scattered, and Peter denied the Lord. Those who are not willing to watch and pray, they will pass into the same shameful thing that happened to the disciples. After this, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, he went away again a second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Jesus went ahead with full determination to do the will of God in full. When people fail God and are not willing to comply with what God wants them to pass through, the Lord still has the people who are willing to go through it. Therefore, when Jesus came back and saw them sleeping, he did not wake them up. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 43, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He did not wake them up because he knew that they were not willing. But he went and prayed the same prayer and made the same commitment. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 44, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 45, then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Ironically, here Jesus told them, sleep on now and take your rest. That was another way that he rebuked them with. Then he warned them that the hour was at hand, and what they were not prepared for will come upon them, and they are not ready with. Then he told them in Matthew chapter 26, verse 46, rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that betray me. We need to take heed of warning and watch and pray. To pray is to speak to God and to hear from God what he wants you to do. To watch and pray is to be ready and alert for the things that God wants you to do for him. The message of the Lord to the church in Sardis is another warning message for the church to watch and to do what is needful. Revelations chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In verse 1, the Lord told them that they are dead and not alive, as their names indicate, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. He told them in verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. So Jesus here wanted them to watch and to strengthen the parts that we are about to die. He charged them that their deeds were not perfect before God. They did not do what they ought to do, and they did not finish their assignments well because they did not heed carefully to the commands and instructions that they were receiving from God's words. That is why in verse 3, he reminded them of what they need, of what they had received. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. They have received the full teaching and all the instructions, but they did not implement them carefully and thoroughly in their lives. He told them to go back to what they received and hold fast on them. He instructed them to repent, to amend their ways, and do what was right. He also warned them about what they will receive if they will resist correction, that if they will not take heed and watch to do what is right or correct, he will come to them as a thief. The meaning of it, that he will visit them as a thief, is that first, they will not know which time he will judge them. And second, being coming to them as a thief, it means that he will take away from them precious thing. The same as what the thief will do when he come to rob. He further rebuked them in verse 4. Thou hast few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. That they should not think that the Lord was hard with them in his instruction, because there were people among them, even in Sardis, who kept themselves pure, which have not defiled their garments, that they not live in sin, and they will be worthy to walk with the Lord, as he told them, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. My dear and beloved, the Lord shall reward those who will repent and start to follow God. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 6, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Those who confess Christ and serve him wholeheartedly and fulfill his word, their names will not be blot out from the book of life. But those who persist in their disobedience and not willing to repent, their names will be blot out from the book of life. Revelation chapter 3, verse 6, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Therefore, be accountable to live and apply all the teaching that you receive from the Lord. Watch your life and the way you live should be in accordance to the scripture. Watch and pray so that you can correct yourself as you receive help from God to get delivered out of all the temptations. Watch yourself and continue to live in holiness so you will be fruitful and effective in your service unto God, and that your name will continue to be in the book of life. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teaches me about the watchman and what the responsibilities that laid on him or her. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and admonishment that we receive in this message. Confess and renounce all your sins to God. Confess and renounce your pride, your selfishness, your non-concern, the things of God. Confess your worldliness and your love for material things. Confess your bad stewardship and your wasting your time on the media and with friends. Confess and renounce your lack of reading your Bible, lack of prayer. Confess your unwillingness to serve Christ and suffer for him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to go on and serve you and be the watchman that you want me to be in watching my life and in watching the things of yours and in the life of prayer. Lord, give me the spiritual gifts that I need in my ministry to go on and serve you. Lord, forgive my brothers and sisters, those who are repented of the sins of negligence, the lack of commitment, the lack of perseverance in doing the ministry, the sins of worldliness, and the sins of carelessness. Lord, I pray for them to grow, to be mature and responsible to serve you. Lord, restore them back to you and make their lives good testimonies to others and to follow you. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs as they continue to serve you. Lord, bless us as your church and bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and make disciples of all nations. Lord, enable us to evangelize, to reach the lost and new areas with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, help us to plant more Bible studies and new congregations. Lord, continue to protect us and provide all our needs. Lord, we pray for more people to be watered, baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come.
Yes.
Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.